appreciate that good singing tonight. I already said it, but I'll say it again. I miss being here Sunday. The Lord really blessed. Got to hear a lot of men I ain't got to hear in a long time. If I started naming a lot of them, every one of you start nodding your heads and different ones. Some of you know them, know some of them really well. And God bless. And got to hear some shout and had a real good meet. Lord really blessed. And it's probably as good as I know it's been the last 8 or 9, 10 years that I could remember. And so I thank him for allowing me to be there. And I want to read tonight with the Lord's help from the book of Genesis chapter 40. The book of Genesis chapter 40 tonight. When you find that, I want to back up one verse. I'm going to read the last verse of chapter 39. And then I'm going to read into chapter 40. And I may not read it all. I'm going to just see what the Lord will have. Sometimes it's necessary to read the whole story, and sometimes it's a very familiar story. And for the sake of time tonight, I just want to give you three thoughts that I was thinking about as we get down to some of these verses. And hopefully it'll be a help to us. Genesis chapter 39 in the last verse where we'll start reading. If you could, would stand for the reading of God's word, if you're willing and able. The Bible begins to read like this. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. We're talking about Joseph. Verse 1, the Bible said, and it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. He asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpretation of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand. And after the former matter, when thou wast his butler, but think not on me when it shall be well with thee, and shew kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof, the 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head from off thee. and thou shalt hang thee on a tree, and the bird shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass that the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. And I believe that be all that we read tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather together tonight with your people. Lord, certainly there's several, Lord, that's not able to be with us tonight that's normally here. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you'd be with those that are sick and afflicted. Some maybe has been hindered, Lord, from coming this way tonight. My mind often goes back to the scriptures where Paul said he desired to be with them, but Satan had hindered him. And certainly, Lord, we know things comes in our life when we're hindered and things gets in the way. But God, I pray you'd be with every person, Lord, that's not here tonight. Lord, and especially us that's tried our best, Lord, and put forth the effort, and we have made it here. And Lord, it's not always in our ability, but Lord, you give us the help to be here tonight. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we'd do our best and just get our minds focused on you for just a little while. And Lord, worship you in spirit and in truth. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us again, Lord, together in your house. Help us, Lord, to say something to be a help to your people. God, I pray you'd watch over each one of us, Lord, as we leave this place and keep us safe. God, I pray you touch all the prayer requests, Lord, that was mentioned here tonight. Lord, you know every need of every heart and every family and all the circumstances going on. God, we pray, Lord, you'd touch in a special way. Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll always do our best to remember. Lord, bind worthy head and thank you and praise you. Lord, we do have somebody to pray to. Lord, that you can do all things for us in Jesus' precious and holy name. We ask all these things here tonight. Amen and amen. I begin to think about this story this afternoon and begin to meditate on it. And I guess it's the first time in a long time that I've read something that I'm not going to preach on it. But this was the story that I was thinking about, that I got meditated about. And it just seemed like I just couldn't get this story off my mind, thinking about Joseph and how that he was in prison, and begin to think about all these things. But then in the story, when we begin to read, it begins to talk about 3 days and 3 baskets and 3 vines and how that there's so many things in this story about 3. And I want to share with the Lord's help tonight. It's not something we just try to make up. Brother E.J., there's some things we need to know about Joseph. And certainly there's more than 3 things that we could learn from this man. But I want with the Lord's help to try to bring out 3 things that the Lord let me see this afternoon in his life. The first thing that I noticed was that Joseph still lived right, even though he had a rough life. Amen. I mean, when we think about things that we're going through, some has had surgery, some people's been through cancer, some has been through death, some people has had things happen in their family. Brother EJ, some has lost their jobs, and their retirement. And all of us has different stories, but everybody knows Joseph's story, how that he was sold into slavery. His brothers sold him, and he didn't get to be part of the family for many, many years. He was separated away from his father and mother, never to see his mama again. By the time he is reunited, she had already went on to be with the Lord. Brother Darrell, his dad, was well up in age, so much his brothers was concerned about his health. They said that if we don't bring Benjamin back home, said our daddy will not live. He's already lost one son, and how could he bear another? And Joseph had to hear that story. But I want to point this out. The Bible even said in Noah's day, and wickedness had become like God had never thought that it would. Evil was continually on every man's heart. But Noah sins, we can still live right for the Lord. Amen. Amen. We can. I didn't say live perfect. I said live right. Righteously trying and striving to go to church and to pray and to study and to love other people and to do what we're supposed to do. Brother Tony said something a few weeks back when we was talking. He said, well, there's one thing I know. The Lord still wants me to do what's right. Amen. And that's exactly right. That's where all of us is at. I mean, we could all go back. Joseph's story started out when he was a young man, where he had got a coat of many colors. And he went down there to check on his brethren. And everything went downhill from there. Some of our stories have started since we was younger, and things hadn't maybe always went the way we wanted to, but praise the Lord, our circumstances don't cause us to live right or not live right. We have a choice whether we're going to live for Jesus or not. Amen. And if we do, He'll bless you. Amen. Amen. Joseph lived right. Think about what all he endured. His brethren turned on him. Amen. A separation from the family. He was working for a man and doing a good job. He was lied on. He was falsely accused by the man's wife. Went to prison falsely. You can believe us or not, there's people in prison today. It don't need to be there. It didn't do anything wrong. DNA's proven that time and time again. And even in the best of peoples, when we get a jury together and they're looking at the evidence, Brother EJ, they're just going off of what? They're seeing the evidence. And sometimes it's a landslide to say that somebody's guilty. I'd like to stop there real quick. And I just say this, and even in church, and even at jobs, sometimes we think people's got involved in things, and it looks like it's a landslide. Everything points to them. But I'm going to tell you something. They're innocent till proven guilty. Amen. Joseph wasn't never proven guilty. He wasn't guilty. He loved God. He lived for God. And God blessed him. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what kind of man Joseph was. I think I mentioned this one time before, but the story of Joseph happens before there was ever even a law. He didn't do right because the law said he had to do right. He did right because it was in his heart to do right. Amen. He didn't sleep with Potiphar's wife because he'd be committing adultery. But he said he wasn't going to do it because and she wasn't his wife and he wasn't going to sin against God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have to have a law to tell me I've got to live right and do right. Brother EJ. And when I do wrong, there don't have to be a law to tell me I do wrong. I get guilty. My conscience eat me up. I know I ain't where I need to be with the Lord. That's what causes us to be drawn to repent and turn from our wicked ways and ask God to save us. Amen. Amen. Either save us if we've never been saved, or get right if we've been saved. One or the other. I believe sinners know when they're not doing right. I really do. I believe that's what preaching does. I believe that's what good, clean living does. It causes people to know and to take inventory of where they stand with the Lord and whether everything's all right between them and the Lord. I want you to know tonight that if we're not living right, it's not because of anything we've been through. We're just not living right. Amen. So many people in the Bible had tough circumstances. And they went on to live for Jesus. A lot of them had good circumstances. Was blessed with a silver spoon in their hand. Was blessed to be born rich. Was next in line to be king. And as soon as they got the throne, they raised up idols to other gods, Brother Tony. And they didn't live right and they didn't do right. So just because we're blessed with a good life, don't mean we're going to live right neither. Amen. Amen.
So one thing we can learn from Joseph's life is no matter what you've been through, you can live for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Secondly, I'd like to say with the Lord's help, tonight, no matter what you've been through, you can always be a help to other people. Amen. Here he was in prison. Didn't deserve to be there. He had been wrongly done. He had every reason to be bitter. He had every reason to be mad. Brother EJ, he had every reason, if you'd have it in the flesh, to point his finger at God and say, God, I've tried to live for you. Look where it's got me. But he didn't do that. Brother Darrell, when he got down in the prison, there was a butler and a baker that was having a dream, and nobody could interpret the dream, and he could tell that they was upset. He even asked them why they're so sad on that day. It showed he had compassion, amen, that he still cared even while he was in prison. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't care how rough things get, we can still love people. We can still have compassion. We can still care. Don't let the world and circumstances beat us down to where we get where we don't care or have compassion. Amen. Jesus was God in the flesh. The Bible said God is love. If there was ever a man that had a point in the time in his life where he could have quit loving people, Jesus had all rights. He could have just said, I'm not going to love them. He loved us. He did everything he could to make sure we didn't have to die and go to hell. And they didn't care one bit about it, Brother EJ. They crucified him, killed him, spit on him, and done away with him. Amen. But you know what he did? He still loved. He still had compassion. And he still cared. So we find in the second thing there, Joseph, he still cared about people and he still had compassion. So it makes no difference. Again, it hurts, yes. When I say it makes no difference, I'm not making light. I miss my dad when he died when I was young. I know ladies, when they have miscarriages, it alters their whole life. They think about that. I know people that things was going good, went through bankruptcy, it changed their whole life. Brother Darrell, changed where they lived. It changed how happy they was. I know things happen. And I'm going to tell you something, I'm sympathetic towards that. Amen. But I also believe God could have stopped it. Amen. You still believe God's in control. Amen. Then when we get in these circumstances, there's a reason God has let you get where you're at. Amen. Sometimes I'd have never been a bankruptcy lawyer if I hadn't went through bankruptcy. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes when somebody comes down with a real bad illness, I thought about Ray Donahue. So many years he sang in a gospel group and went and had dialysis. Brother Tony, but he met nurses down there at that dialysis center that he never would have met unless he'd have been through that. Megan met nurses that's come to Welcome Grove because of what she went through with Clayton. Amen. I'm telling you, there is reasons that God allows things to happen and he puts us in places we wouldn't have been. Amen. And I don't understand why. I don't have the answers to it all. But I do know that when we're there, we need to love them, we need to care, and we need to show compassion. Amen. We might make a difference in somebody's life. It might be the whole reason God's got you there. Think about this before we move on, and I'm about done. I won't be long on the last point with the Lord's help. But you know, if Job hadn't went through what he went through, his friends never would have traveled down there to see what was going on. Amen. Some people might say, well, but Job said they was poor comforters, Brother Darrell, and they didn't really help him much, and all they did was say it was his fault. That's exactly right. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe Job helped his friends. In the end of the story, we find out Job was praying for them and helping them. Amen. God had let Job go through that to get his friends down there so God could show them boys. And Job was right with God. And God used Job to be a blessing to them. Amen. people going through things that I don't believe there's no other reason than for God to just show how strong you are. Heard people say this, God must have thought I was stronger than I thought I was. Amen. He knows what we can go through. I think we forget sometimes at the beginning of the story of the book of Job. It was God that offered him up. Said, have you considered my servant Job? A perfect and upright man that escheweth evil. You know what that means? He shunned evil. He tried to live right. He tried to do right. You know, everybody's rich ain't crooked and rotten. Job was a wealthy man. He was wealthy. He had a lot of riches. Amen. But when we read about him, he's always helping other people. Amen. But when he needs somebody to help him, nobody come to rescue except for God. So no matter what you're going through, don't forget. Show love and compassion. And let people know that you care. And thirdly, there ain't nothing that we can go through that can keep us from getting where God's trying to get us to. Amen. I like the old statement that says, I've got cancer, but cancer ain't got me. You know, cancer ain't never slowed anybody down from getting to heaven. Amen. There's no heart disease that's ever kept somebody out of heaven. There's no sin that somebody repented of and got saved. Brother Darrell, that he said he cast it in the sea. Forgetfulness never to be remembered anymore. Thank God he's a God of forgiveness. Praise the Lord. There's a place he's trying to get us to tonight, and we're going to have to take different paths in our lives to get there, but nothing is going to stop God's plan for your life. Amen. Do you remember before anything happened in Joseph's life, God was already letting him have a dream that his brothers was going to bow down to him one day? That was before he was sold in slavery. That's before he has done wrong. That's before he went to prison. God's plan all along was he was going to wind up second in command under Pharaoh. But let me tell you something. When he was a little boy, he had a coat of many colors, and he was sort of lifted up above everybody else by his daddy. I'm not really sure. Brother Egypt, he'd have went from that point straight to the throne if he'd have been his loving and forgiving it to his brothers. He might have been arrogant. Amen. He might have been harsh, but God used his life circumstances to get him ready for what his life purpose was. Amen. And you know what it was, Brother Darrell? His whole life purpose was to get him ready so that he could gather the corn together. So when his brothers and his daddy and him didn't have anything to eat, God was going to use him as a tool to take care of his family. Amen. We can check all the scriptures out. Some of you, the Lord's allowed you to go through things, and now he's put you in positions where it seems like a lot of times, and I've seen this especially in this church, where everybody in the family is depending on you. That's the way we are. About every time somebody asks us about our story, we get to talking to them, they say, well, can't the grandmother do this? Can't so-and-so? Is there anybody else can help y'all? Is anybody? And here's the answer, and it's not boastful. We say, no, really, there ain't. It's just we're us. We're just doing the best we can. I said, but the Lord's helped us. I said, don't want you to be fooled. The Lord has helped us through his people. Amen. He has. Praise the Lord. And see, we don't know why. To be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you why them four kids is in my home. All of us could say, well, it's so they could get into church, and it's so that this could happen, that could happen. We can't see 30 years down the road. I thought last time that we helped raise some kids, Brother Darrell, that's what the purpose was. And I'm still yet to see what God's will is in that. But I'm looking and hoping if we keep living right and keep trusting the Lord and staying on the same path, that one day it's going to pay off. Amen. I don't want my family to bow down to me, and I don't believe Joseph did neither. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. They recognized his position. Sometimes there's people that might look at me as Uncle Jeff, but I believe one day, Brother Tom, if I keep going down the path that the Lord has me on and he allows me to keep going through things, them same people that just thinks I'm their uncle is going to find out. And it's not boasting and bragging, and it's not because I'm a preacher. Brother Darrell, if you stay on that path, there's going to be people that's going to look at you and say, I thought he was just my brother. But I tell you, if there's anybody that's a man of God, that boy is. Amen. Brother EJ, we stay on that path and do what we're supposed to do. One of these days, one of them prisoners might come up to you on the street like a dead Brother Cook. And that old fella said, Brother cooking. He said, yes, sir. He said he turned around to a fellow about 300 pounds, 6'3". And he said, I know you. He said, you probably don't, but I remember you. You was preaching in that tent outside the prison that day. You come all the way to the fence where I was and prayed with me. I got saved, amen. I'm still saved, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Cook never knew how that would turn out on that day what God was doing. Amen. I've heard him preach that from the pulpit, but it was better when he told it to me in the car. We was in the car going back to the room, Brother Tony. He said, I never had nothing like that happen to me before. He said, I was right in the middle of Brother Jeff preaching, just wide open gun barrel straight. And the Holy Spirit passed by and said, you see that fence way out yonder? And he said, it was almost like I had binoculars. He said, I zoomed in. He said, I forgot there was a crowd that I was preaching to. He said, I seen three young boys standing at the fence. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to head towards your fence. They're listening to you. And he said, I walked out of the tent preaching and preached all the way to where they said, while they stood there listening to me. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I don't believe God had Raymond there that day for the tent revival. He had them there for them boys at the fence. Amen. Sometimes we think we know why God's got us where he's got us. But one day when it's really revealed, it's a bigger picture than what we think it is. God's working bigger than what we give him credit for sometimes. I want to come get a verse of song tonight.